Maureen Carrigan has a review of two new books about sisters, a relationship she always envied.
Growing up as an only child, I really wanted a sister. We'd share the same room, the same clothes, and together we'd present a united front against my parents. Instead of a sister, I got a parakeet named Sputnik, and I spent the next couple of years trying to fly around the living room with him. Here's another secret I've kept for a long time. Virginia Woolf, the patron saint of literary feminism, gives me gas. Really, whenever I read one of her so very precious novels, letters, or essays, I have this intestinal urge to pollute the rarefied air of Bloomsbury. But guess what? I didn't reach for the gas X once while I was reading Jane Dunn's book, A Very Close Conspiracy. This is the first book I've read that humanizes Virginia Woolf and her equally ethereal sister, the painter Vanessa Bell. Dunn spends the first part of the book recreating the gloomy Victorian childhood of Virginia and Vanessa. They grew up in the oppressive shadow of their sainted dead mother. Their famous papa, Leslie Stephen, was a whiny tyrant, and their half-brother, George Duckworth, sexually abused Virginia and perhaps Vanessa too. Dunn says that the two sisters turn to each other to create a private nucleus of sanity and safety. Still, as adults, there were the inevitable frictions. I knew that Virginia wrote her novels standing up, and I always thought that this was yet another Bloomsbury affectation. But Dunn says that Virginia began to write this way only after someone remarked that Vanessa had the harder job as an artist because she had to stand at her easel all day. Sometimes their sisterly one-upsmanship had tragic overtones. After visiting Vanessa's family one day, the childless Virginia wrote, "God, I wish I were dead. But why am I feeling this? Vanessa, children, failure." A Very Close Conspiracy is a moving profile of a generally nurturing relationship between sisters. On the other hand, Rebecca Goldstein's creepy novel, The Dark Sister, tells us that the secret bonding seal between sisters is their capacity for mutual annihilation. Goldstein's heroine, Hedda, is a Frankenstein's monster of a woman, well over 6 feet tall. She's skeletally thin and nearly bald. She runs off to a haunted mansion in New England, partly to escape her glamorous sister, Stella. While Stella makes a career out of her marriages, Hedda writes feminist novels about Jewish angry women, Jaws for short. But alone in the mansion, Hedda finds herself starting to write a weird novel about two Victorian sisters. And what's even stranger, the novel is being dictated to her by Henry James. Goldstein plays with all the gothic conventions here. This relatively short novel is brimming over with doppelgangers, restless spirits, and intricate stories within stories. It's sort of like a Lilliputian version of A.S. Byatt's gargantuan bestseller, Possession. Except here, instead of academics hunting for literary skeletons in the closet, we have two pairs of sisters engaged in a deadly struggle for power. The Dark Sister puts a chilling spin on the old phrase, "Blood is thicker than water." It made me feel a lot better about parakeets.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Very Close Conspiracy by Jane Dunn and The Dark Sister by Rebecca Goldstein.